All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Gym Life Podcast, everybody. I haven't left yet. I'm back. Episode 3, Season 3, or what I like to call the new era. I am here ready to rock and roll on my birthday. That's right. Happy birthday, me. What a fun day it's been so far. Lots of happy birthdays. A lot of you guys even reaching out wishing me happy birthday. For those of you that have been on my Facebook or wherever else or just have noted it at some point in your life, I appreciate it. It's been a great day. Matter of fact, just got back from having sushi with my daughter, which is wonderful. I always love to see her, of course. 16 years old, kicking ass, looking great, very active. She's smarter than hell, a three-sport athlete, and a busy, busy bee, as you can imagine. So anytime dad can get a little extra time in with her, that's always a blessing. So she called me up and said, hey, let's have lunch. I was just getting ready to actually record this show, and of course I put it all down and said, yeah, I'll meet you in 10 minutes. So really excited about getting in front of the mic though and talking to you guys today, not just because it's my birthday and I'm energized and full of life and loving life. My quality of life is good. That's my motto, guys, quality of life. I got a whole different perspective on the way that I see my life going and what I want from it. And it has everything to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Relationships is number one, and good, fun experiences is number two. Everything else, I give two shits about. I just want to have fun and surround myself with good people. But ultimately, that's what I'm reminded of every time it's my birthday. And I'm age unknown because I quit thinking about age with my birthday. I think we're programmed, right? I don't want to get too deep on you on birthdays, but I don't like to be called too old for anything. I think ultimately people get programmed to thinking they can't do things because they reach a certain age. And I think that's self-defeating. I mean, who wants to think that way? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm forever young, and that's the way I feel in my heart and my mind. And sometimes I got to remind my body of that, or occasionally my body might push back a little bit on me. But if I'm checking all those boxes with being in good shape and being functional and lifting and stretching and eating good and you know, being more naturopathic and holistic and taking care of myself, there's no reason I can't get more decades out of the movement that I've always demanded of myself when it comes to the gym life, for sure, and certainly enjoying life, being functional, being able to do things that I've always been able to do. And I hate it when people say I'm too old for this and I'm too old for that. You know what I say, guys? Lesson number one, or rule number one, forget your damn age. It's not important. I have no interest in collecting Social Security anytime soon, nor will it even be around when I finally get there. So I'm not counting those days. And quite frankly, there's nothing else that I want that means I have to be older to get it. Everything I want requires me to feel younger to get it. And that's exactly what I'm doing every single day of my life. So happy birthday to me, age unknown, but it's still my day. I'll celebrate it along with anybody else that's got a birthday out there on May 6th. And I tell you what, it's been a whole weekend for me. Yeah, it's been a great 3 or 4 days, and now it's going to be a great day to finish off my day here as well, talking to you guys in this podcast. But I spent the weekend this weekend up in the UP. My girlfriend said, hey, let's do something for your birthday. Let's go have some fun the weekend prior. And I thought, well, what do we want to do? We want to be active. It's nice here in the Midwest. We want to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit, albeit not the warmest yet. It's getting pretty warm out there. Certainly enough for a sweatshirt and a pair of hiking boots and get in the woods and walk around a little bit. And that's exactly what we did. We drove up to the UP, which is Upper Peninsula, Michigan. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the Midwest and Michigan, you cross the Mackinac Bridge, you're into the Upper Peninsula. And that's right where we went. We stayed there for 3 nights. We did some sightseeing, saw some waterfalls, did some hiking, ate some good food. I had a bunch of beers. 90-10 rule, guys, 90-10 rule. I don't believe in this don't enjoy life stuff. So I'm all about living healthy and making sure I'm checking all those boxes 90% of the time. And yeah, that 1 or 2 days every couple weeks, I go out and indulge and have a hell of a good time to remind myself not to do it all the time. And that's exactly what we did this weekend. So it was a lot of fun. And for those of you who have ever been to the UP in Michigan, well, shit. For those of you that have ever been to any small town Americana, right, any place between the coast, which is the red-blooded part of the United States, it's an experience because you separate yourself from, well, shit, you separate yourself from, you know, the mainstream for sure. reception for my phone up there was crap, which I didn't mind at all. I stayed off of YouTube and TikTok. Well, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram probably 90% of the time. Couldn't find reception anyhow, no point. I had great company, my beautiful, loving girlfriend, and we had an awesome time talking to and meeting a lot of new friends, but I did sneak off occasionally and find out what the hell was going on in World's Strongest Man, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, small town America, man. For those of you that just need a refreshing, you know, breath of air, get out somewhere in small town America and just enjoy those people because they're awesome. They're true patriots to our country. No bullshit, straight down the middle, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They enjoy good company. They enjoy good beer. They enjoy good conversation. And I had all that with many, many folks from the Upper Peninsula this weekend. And boy, I wouldn't trade it in for the world. It is awesome to see. And you know what else? You know what I didn't see? I didn't see purple hair. I didn't see bullnose rings. You know, in the craziness that we see out here sometimes in mainstream America when it comes to what's being shoved down our throat. And I'm not getting political on you. I'm just telling you, it was refreshing not to have to deal with that crazy, you know what I mean? And probably in large part because there's no Starbucks up there and none of them have a place to work. So it was just nice. Yeah, that's right. I lean right, you guys. You all know that. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran. And I lean right, absolutely. But I love all my liberal friends. I just don't like your politics. You want to lift some weights with me? Let's do it. Let's bang some weights. But I'll keep that out of the gym just like you will. And I know that's a big part of how we all kind of navigate those lifting spaces that have a lot of different folks with a lot of different ideologies roaming around in them. So, yeah, it was great. The UP and the people up there were fantastic. I will say this, and this is probably just more of an observation, right? Because I think we can all relate to it. Isn't it interesting when you get as a more fit person, right? I'll walk a line here because I'm not trying to be arrogant at all. As a more fit person, somebody that, well, for myself, 5'10", you know, 280 pounds, more barrel chested guy, 20 inch arms or whatever, you know, or bigger than the average bear, let's say that. You find yourself in these small communities or these areas that maybe don't have a lot of us in it, right? Us being the fitness community, you really kind of stand alone, don't you? And I felt that way. My girlfriend and I did this weekend. She's in pretty darn good shape herself. And we just felt, boy, we felt like superstars, kind of like rock stars. I mean, we got a lot of rubbernecking attention, that's for sure, which I don't mind, and I do it myself. But the better part of it was the conversations I was having with these people, which I loved because they were very inquisitive, right? It's almost like you came from a different planet. They're like, holy shit, look how big you are. Look how, you know, hot she is or whatever it is that's going through their mind. But I think why we think that that's so unusual is because we surround ourselves with our community, right? Our gym life community. We surround ourselves with, well, relatively good looking, fit, active people all the time. So we take it for granted that the rest of the world is like that. Well, we know it's not though, right? But how much of it isn't like that? Well, I'll tell you right now, I'd say 99.9%. That's right. Congratulations, everybody. You're all less than 1%ers out there when it comes to how you look because of the effort that you put in to maintain, your physical fitness, you know, and your look. Good for you. I mean, I'm proud of it, man. It makes me feel good, and it gets me excited to get back to the gym because some of that attention you get just reminds you that the hard work you're putting in, it's paying off because it's hard sometimes to stare in the mirror and to be hanging out with all you guys because most of you are in better shape than I am, and you sometimes don't give yourself that pat on the back that you deserve, that you're putting in that hard work, and it's paying off, paying dividends. But when you get out to places like rural America, perhaps, or in this particular spot, I get there's gyms and fit people everywhere, but in places where you don't see a lot of it and you're kind of just out in the middle of nowhere, and then all of a sudden you look around and go, man, I can see why I'm different. You know, I honestly, guys, this sounds terrible, but, and I know a lot of you guys do it out there. We were looking around trying to find, you know, I guess our people, right? Fit, you know, gym type, gym lifers. And boy, I don't know, man. We were there for three nights. I don't know if we saw two people out of 1,000 or more that we ran into, walked by, spent time with in the bar, saw, you know, in our passing, in our travels, that would fit that bill. I honestly can't recall one person that I went, whoa, that dude's in shape, or wow, that girl's really got it going on. Yeah. So anyhow, I know I'm not the only one. Some of y'all have to go and listen to this fucking asshole talk. No, I'm serious. You guys know it's true. It's just, I don't know. It's weird for one, because it's a reminder for us sometimes that, boy, there's a lot of trouble out there in this world when it comes to people that aren't in shape. I get it. Not everybody dies young because they're not in shape or they don't work out. I get it. I have aunts and uncles and family members that never lifted a weight a day in their life that are healthy as hell, and they're going to live a long, prosperous life. But a majority of the people out there aren't going to have that type of luck. I mean, this is an epidemic, for God's sake. I mean, geez, oh, Pete's. That's a show for another day, but that's kind of why I'm gearing a lot of my conversations up around naturopathic living and just checking all those other boxes about, you know, what it means to stay young, look young, be young, feel young, active, and all those things, especially now as a 40-plus guy, right, a master guy. That's all that's on my mind. I'll be honest with you. I mean, in between all my other stuff that I do throughout the day, I think, okay, what box can I check today to make myself or to give myself one more advantage, one more, you know, opportunity to stay young for one more day? Because that's important to all of us. Don't tell me it isn't, you guys. None of us out there want to collect the Social Security check. We're not counting down the days to it. None of us out there want to join AARP for the 10% discount. We're not counting the days to it. I mean, there's nothing out there that tells me that we should be excited about getting old, and I don't want to hear it. You guys that say that are full of shit. You know what you're saying to yourself? It's okay, I'm going to give my excuse for not doing it or putting in the hard work anymore. So don't give me that. Nobody wants to get old, and I get it. You can do it gracefully. Let's just say I'll give you that. Get old gracefully, which means don't make up any damn excuses. Keep doing it till you just can't do it anymore. And then when you can't do it anymore, figure out another way to get it done. That's the best advice I can give everybody out there who is quickly approaching those master years. Get it in your head now that you may have to retool, but you don't have to quit. You may have to do things a little differently, but you don't have to give up. And of course, segues right into the Mastering Strongman book. That's right. That I got while I was in Upper Peninsula, Michigan, that just came today. Mike Lohman and Ken McClelland. I told you guys I ordered this book last week, and I got it in the mail. And boy, it looks good. It looks really, really, really good. And I say that because I didn't know what to expect. I went through the table of contents. And if you are a guy or a gal out there that just started in the sport late or maybe are anticipating those later years or you're there now, you want this book. You want this book because it's going to, well, it lays it out. It's a template to how to train and checking all those other boxes like training gear, training frequency, type of training, all the things that you need for recovery to continue on your competitive path and or just continue on training hard like we all know how to train and want to take it later into our later years. I'm looking forward to diving into this. Mastering Strongman for you on YouTube. Here's my copy. And I tell you what, I love all the pictures in it too. A lot of pictures. They could have used some better models. Ken's a little tough to look at over and over again. I mean, I was up for the job. I could have done it. Gave you a few pics, but yeah, anyhow, just teasing you, Ken, you know that. At least there's not a lot of Mike in here. You're way better looking than Mike. But yeah, this looks great. And it's even got some charts and graphs in here on how to break things down, templates for training. This is going to be fantastic. And I know it's pretty reasonably priced as well. I think it's like $20 or so on Amazon. You guys should get on there, Mastering Strongman. And yeah, I'm going to plug the hell out of it because I appreciate this kind of stuff when it comes to anything, when it comes to lifting and maintaining our youth. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ken. So I'm going to dive into that. Next show, we'll talk a little bit more about Mastering Strongman. So that'll be fun to read and fun to talk about. So, yeah, big weekend, big day for me, of course. And ready to rock and roll, as many of you are, to get through, not in any hurry, by the way, but get to and into and enjoying the summer months that are to come with a lot of great shows coming up. As many of you know, I'm doing some commentating Battle of the Beach. That's a Nick O'Hare's competition. is going to be July 13th, and that'll be my next show that I'll be at in Harbor Beach, Michigan, to commentate that show and be a part of it. So the official podcast of that show is the Gym Life Podcast. We're going to have some fun doing that. And then outside of that, I just got a bunch of fun camping trips planned and enjoying the outdoors. But like many of you, kind of talked about it a little bit, maintaining our physiques right now is probably the biggest thing, right? I mean, how do we come off winter and try to kick it into gear and without kicking the can too far down the road? Because before you know it, summer's here and you haven't done a thing to drop a pound or to get in a little better shape. And I don't know, for many of you out there, it probably doesn't make a bit of difference. I get it. Don't care. I'm okay with who I am and the way I look. Not me. I want to drop 20 pounds, okay? I'd love to drop 15 anyhow, be more realistic. So the month of May for me, kicking off, well, after my birthday now, because I had a big sushi lunch, right? I'm caloried out for the day, and I'm still not done eating. I'm going to put the month of May in. That's my 15 pounds in the month of May. And I know a lot of you are thinking the same thing. How the hell do I get caught up quick, lose the weight, and get ready to jump in my bikini or my Speedo or whatever your preference is to wear? Yeah, I don't know. Good luck to you. That's all I'm going to say. I am not that guy. I'm not a guru. I know what works for me, but I would encourage all of you to consider keto and carnivore, because I've been on it, and it seems to be, well, I've had my moments with it, of course, but it works pretty well. So lots and lots of protein. We'll talk about that, too, soon, because I have a guest coming on that's going to shed a lot of interesting light on that type of thing, carnivore diet. And I know we follow a lot of that on TikTok and Instagram. And it's all good information. I get everybody kind of sells their idea, right? Everybody's got an ideology that works and everybody else's is wrong. We know that's not true. There's probably two words that are the common denominator for everything. It's called whole foods. So apply whole foods to any type of, diet or eating style, and you're going to do just fine. Trust me, you will do just fine. And lots of water. So, up in the UP, not the best reception. So I ended up wanting to get on and check out World's Strongest Man. Because a lot of thoughts on that. God, I don't even know where to start. Well, first off, let me start by saying congratulations to Tom Stoltman. I said second. And I understand Mitch may have had an injury and may not have had an injury. Some of you in Mitch Hooper's camp are going, well, Tom got it because of this. No, Tom got it because he's the world's strongest man and he won. And I have no problem, giving him those kudos for sure. Being injured is a part of strongman. Making it through any strongman competition, injury is never an excuse. Somebody or all of us at some point have to deal with that. And many of those guys that were in that competition, because of the grueling 4 days that competition is, if you guys think about it, you have to get through qualifying group, and a day later you're competing in World's Strongest Man, which is 2 days long. I highly doubt any of them weren't dealing with some type of injury, including Tom. So I will not use that as an excuse for anybody. And I know that those guys and gals, or those guys particular during the World's Strongest Man, will not use that excuse for themselves. So congratulations, Tom. And are we seeing a mini dynasty here? Are we seeing the greatest strongman of all time? I mean, let's think about this. Is it too soon to say that? I mean, at what point did you say Tom Brady was the best ever? After four? Were you hinting at it at three? I mean, let's face it. Tom is in that conversation now. As arguably, if he does it two more times, he'll have just as many titles as Marius Bujanowski, and we can all argue that era isn't nearly as strong as this era is. And on top of that, he's done three in the last 4 years. And I think, if memory serves correct, wasn't he second last year? Did he make the podium? So think about the amazing things that this guy's doing in strongman history right now, and we're all getting a chance to witness this because, as we all know, to be at that level and perform the way he's performing year in and year out at 29 years old, let me remind you all, which means he's got at least a decade ahead of him of this kind of stuff left. God, putting him in a good spot not to get any injuries. I think maybe we're seeing potentially the greatest strongman of all time. That's just crazy to say. But you're winning it 3 out of 4 years in a row against the kind of competition that we've seen out there in the last 10 years. I think you can make that argument. I think you could start having that conversation. I know a lot of you purists out there are going to tell me it's too soon to say that, but I don't know. Is it too soon? Because how many guys have won three, let alone one? And then certainly there's only a handful. Who's that? Marius, John Paul Sigmundson, Adrunas, Brian Shaw. Well, Kaz had three, right? I mean, there's only a handful of guys that have won more than three or three or more, and now Tom is in that conversation. So he's certainly rising up those rankings, if he's not already there for a lot of you guys, as arguably, you know, a jockeying for that top spot, at least the top three that ever lived in the sport. At 29 years old, let me remind you, 29 years old. So he's got a lot left in the tank. That's going to be fun to watch. Mitch Hooper. Yeah, so... You can't say enough about that guy. He's taken second place. I know a lot of you had him first. I did too, but I'm guarantee you, as satisfied as he isn't with not winning the show, he's still very humble guy and is grateful to be in second against the other nine competitors that he competed against. I have no doubt about it because I've never met Mitch in person, but I know how cool and good of a dude he is through all the other guys that I've talked to. So, yeah, good for him. That's awesome. And then, of course, seeing Evan Singleton on that podium to represent the United States. I'm thankful to see that. First off, Evan looked amazing. Probably the best physical condition I've ever seen him in, Tom included, by the way. He looked fantastic. And some of you guys are out there looking at him going, he could win the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, certainly. He took third. He was in the conversation. But he looked fantastic. I think that podium that you're seeing up there right now, I think we could all argue we might see that same or very similar podium next year already. Not to call it out, providing these guys get through a healthy season, because they're all moving up. Tom and Evan are for sure. Have we seen Mitch have his better days already? I don't think it's too soon, or excuse me, it's not. We shouldn't say that is what I'm getting at. I'm fumbling my words. Too much energy drink here. Yeah, I don't think Mitch has seen his best days yet. So getting a little look into the future, the most we can expect, or the least we can expect to see, is these guys making the final again and making a push for that podium. So, yeah, it gets your mind kind of spinning, guys, and that's kind of where I'm at right now, trying to get my thoughts around this, because I really think we're in a real cool era of strongman. We're seeing so many fresh faces, which I love to see, because it did kind of after a while. I know a lot of you guys feel like I did. It was the same old over and over again. We weren't really seeing, you know, these awesome, you know, kind of really diverse competitions, maybe because the athlete pool wasn't as big as it is now. I think in large part that has a lot to do with it. And now we're seeing a lot of these great athletes that are just coming out of the woodwork. And it was very cool for me to see all these Americans coming out this year. 10 of them, I think I mentioned on my last show. Only one got to make it to the final. That would be Evan. And that was kind of a little bit of it threw me off a little. I thought for sure we'd sneak two, possibly three guys in there. I thought Trey would be in there. Obviously, Bobby got injured, so you know that was a shame right off the bat. So he wasn't getting in there. Tom Evans was another guy that I thought for sure had a really good shot of making it into that final. Certainly coming off that 17-rep Viking press, that was impressive. And then, of course, you know the other guys. Yeah, they're new faces. Marcus Crowder had a shot. He was in a stone off. Who was he in a stone off against? He was in a stone off against. No, not Eddie Williams. That would have been Luke Stoltman. Oh, I can't remember now, but in any case, he had a shot to make it. And I really think if you guys followed that stone off was a great addition to this show for those groups. I really enjoyed that. Having those second and third place guys go head to head in these stone offs. That was fun to watch. And talk about pressure, right? I heard some of those guys interviewed saying, I don't want to make it to the stone off because you're going against a juggernaut, just like yourself. You're looking across at another guy that's at that level like you are, and every great strongman at that level knows how to do stones. And that would have been it would have been fun to see that in person. That was one of the biggest problems I had with the show, was that we didn't get a chance to witness, well, very little this year, it seemed. It almost seemed as though they were repressing the amount of, I don't know, did they tell people they couldn't take videos? I mean, I was shocked when I turned on Instagram and I wasn't finding much at all. And guys, I follow 5,000-6,000 strongmen, so there had to have been a good handful of them there, including Eddie Hall and Big Laz, who, by the way, did a really good job of getting out information right away. Eddie Hall did for sure. Eddie Hall might be the ugliest sideline commentator you ever saw. I'm kidding. Eddie, you're great. Usually we see the women is what I'm getting at, guys. But he did a great job. I mean, just a fantastic job. And that was really where a lot of my information came from. Now, of course, I'd get on, Barbend and a couple of the other websites that are out there that kind of updated things within reason. So you kind of got an idea what was going on. But really to catch the pageantry of the show, it was a little bit difficult. And that is the biggest issue I have with this show. The biggest issue I have with this show is this recorded nonsense, this let's record the World's Strongest Man, and then we'll let everybody see it, the general public, that is, 4 months from now. I got a huge problem with that. There's a credibility issue there with that. And I'm not saying that the World's Strongest Man isn't a coveted title that every strong man would love to have, and it is by far, guys. At least it is right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. So I'm not knocking the trophy itself, the effort the athletes put in, or any of those athletes that perform well and get on that podium. I have a bigger problem with the promotion itself. Name one other sport that pre-records its championship, essentially, World's Strongest Man, right? And doesn't show the general public the results of that, or at least the footage on that, for 4 months. Name one other sport, legitimate sport, right? And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about making strongman legitimate. Now, I get it. Some of you guys are going, well, they got contracts, and they probably make a decent amount of money doing that. ESPN or whoever it is that buys the rights to that, you know, gives the promoters and, you know, whatever. I get all of that. It doesn't make it right, and we should still be pissed off about it, because I know a lot of you out there, because I read the comments, were like, what is this bullshit? I'm literally trying to get information on the World's Strongest Man and watch what arguably many of us would agree is the largest competition, the most high-profile competition in the land, in the world, when it comes to strongman, and they can't even do it live or tape delayed? I mean, listen, if Clash on the Coast can do a live show, well, 2 years ago when ESPN was there, 3 years ago now, don't tell me World's Strongest Man can't do it. Don't tell me that you can't get that event done in one day. Don't tell me you couldn't do a live show 2 days in a row. Okay, the groups, who cares? I get it. That's not necessary. You know, do that on some live stream if you want. That makes a lot of sense to me, honestly. Do a live stream for the groups. We'd all buy it. You guys all know you would buy a specific group to do live. And did they do that? Guys, if they did that, I apologize. I was up in the UP, so I don't know. I don't recall anything on that. I didn't see any advertisements on it. I didn't know if they were live streaming it. So I don't think so. But wouldn't that make sense? And if they did it, then great. That makes sense. They did it. But the idea that this is a championship arena of the pinnacle of the sport of strongman, and they're literally pre-recording it to put it out 4 months from now. And I get it. Nothing new. This has been going on forever. But isn't it time it's done? Isn't it time to move on from that and quit putting strongman in the corner? Don't put strongman in the corner. Don't put baby in the corner. Dirty Dancing, for those of you out there that are under the age of 40. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it was frustrating as fuck. I hate that. I hate it. And, you know, by the time the show comes out, yeah, it'll get well-watched and well-received. But aren't we talking about growing this sport and getting people excited and active and into it now? You know, getting people that have never seen the sport of strongman before turn it on live and go, wow, look at this. And listen, the pageantry of that show, it was great. I thought it was fantastic. I thought Myrtle Beach was one of the best backdrops that they've done in a long time. I get a lot of you guys like South Africa stuff back in the day. I get all that. But this Myrtle Beach with those bleachers there and that sunshine, that was just an awesome, awesome experience for those spectators and for those competitors. I thought that backdrop was fantastic. I thought the World's Strongest Man team did a great job with every aspect of that show, and that's why I give it a lot of kudos. I really do. It's just this pre-recorded shit's just got to stop once and for all. And I can nitpick some other little things, as we all could, but that's not even fair to do that, because these competitors put on one hell of a show, And I enjoyed every bit of content I got from it. Am I excited to see the actual show itself? Absolutely. I'm just talking about credibility for the sport. What championship is ever pre-recorded? And we all can argue this is the championship of our sport, right? Don't pre-record this bullshit. Stop it once and for all. Some of the highlights for the show for me, people-wise, Eddie Williams. Love, who doesn't love Eddie Williams? He lost in the stone off to, it was Luke, right? Luke Stoltman. I love Eddie Williams. Talk about a representative of the strongman community. A guy that, I mean, he's that face of the community that you want. The guy to talk about how exciting this sport is. I heard a couple of interviews on him, just a humble guy, nice guy. He's the kind of guy you'd like to sit down, have a beer with, and just talk the night away. I love Matthew Ragg as well, another guy, both international competitors. I think Matthew now hails from Canada, or at least he did in the show, but I thought he was via, anyhow, one of the Pacific Islands out New Zealand or something, or maybe that's Eddie. But in any case, those two guys, I love them to death. I think the Tom Evans 17 rep Viking press was a highlight for me. I love Viking press. That is strong as hell. He beat some really big men in that. And if you don't know how heavy that was, because I don't, all you had to do is watch Nick Camby get 13 reps. And to take nothing away from Nick Camby, he's one of the best pressers in the world. And he managed 13 reps. And then, of course, Tom gets 17 reps. So that tells you the type of performance Tom had was out of this world, literally. I think Nick did get hurt. He had a forearm issue. I'm not sure where that came from. Might have been those stones, those Denny stones or whatever they called them that they were walking. So I know that he wasn't injury-free either in group at one point. I'm not sure if it happened before or after the Viking press wasn't paying attention to the order. But I think maybe before, and that could have caused him a couple reps for sure. Another thing I really love to see was the keg over bar. You guys know that I had that question last week, or those of you who don't, go back and listen to the show. Somebody had asked the question, what do I think about a keg over bar or weight over bar, right? This actually answers that question for me. Not that I had a doubt. I don't like ascending weight. I think it's ridiculous. I get it. There's a speed aspect to it. The guys aren't looking behind themselves. They're just whipping these kegs or these kettlebells over top this crossbar that's already set at a standard height, whatever it might be, 13 to 20 feet or whatever. That's no fun to watch for me. Matter of fact, the first five are always thrown so far nobody cares. It almost looks like throwing pop cans over. But this ascending height thing, that I love. It was a 33-pound keg, if I'm not mistaken. And we can all relate as spectators to watching that bar go up. There's a certain drama to that, and I really, really love that. I get it all the time in Highland Games because they do weight over bar, of course, as I mentioned. If you don't know, I've mentioned in past shows as well. That's a staple event for them, as weight over bar, or the sheaf, right, which is the bale over bar. That's an ascending height as well. That's a super dramatic type of finish there. Everybody loves to see that, and I think it didn't disappoint at all at the show or for any of us spectating it for the clips that we were seeing online. So, yeah, totally love that event. I would love to see more promoters just do ascending height with the same weight, or I guess you can leave a stationary bar and do ascending weight. I wouldn't be disappointed in that either, although I really like ascending height. Yeah, I thought it went over great. Listen, Brian Shaw's world record was beaten three times. 17, I didn't write it down. You guys know me and my notes. 17.26 meters, I think. You guys can do the math. That's freaking high. And three guys did it. It was, Mitch, Evan. Nope, Evan was a little bit short. One of the Canadians did it as well. Two of the Canadians. Oh, Mitch got it as well. Excuse me, I coughed. So yeah, I love that. I love the weight over bar. I would tell you promoters though, and we'll get back to WSN in a minute. What was I going to say? Yeah, the weight over bar. Start the bar at a particular height. Don't start the bar. And this is no knock on the show that I just did, the battle at Vasgard, the bar at 10 feet. You have to have a standard in starting height. You just have to. Because if you're not capable of doing it, then you're not capable of doing it. Listen, it's no different than a standard or a starting weight in a log or a starting weight in a deadlift. You have to have a starting height. You know, and I've seen it where they'll take a census. Where do we want to start the bar? Kind of like in Highland Games, they'll do that. But there's far less competitors. But I saw that happen a couple weeks ago, and anybody with no form can throw a wob, a 56, over a 10-pound or a 10-foot bar with no problem, just muscling it. And what it did is it really dragged that event out. So I would challenge these competitors with a set height on the bar first. Let everybody know where it's at. And don't be afraid to challenge some of these guys. Listen, if you zero, you zero. That's a part of our sport. I don't think you need to make it so ridiculously hard or ridiculously easy, but set one right in the middle there. I think that would be a lot more fun to watch. It just kind of got me thinking, because as we see that go up, A, it takes less attempts to get to the higher height, which you're letting some of your guys that are better at it save off their energy a little bit to have bigger performances. And I think that's kind of what we saw at World's Strongest Man. I love that. We had three people break the current record, and I thought that was great. I knew the crowd loved it as well. So that's my take on that. That answers that. Q&A talks a little bit about World's Strongest Man. What else? Rob Kearney's yoke walk. What the hell are we watching? That is the most amazing yoke walk. I mean, he not only won the entire event in his group, right? Fastest yoke. But he blew away guys by 5 seconds. I think the next closest competitor to him was 5 seconds. Now, listen, Rob, of course, this is his final show. He's seen better days. But nobody can argue his ability sometimes. And certainly with the yoke right now. He was always a big presser. With the yoke, it was amazing. Anyhow, kudos to you, Rob. What a way to go out, right? Take one with you. This is my event today. I'm taking it with me. And it just amazes me that guy does what he does on the yoke. That was a lot of fun to watch. What were some of the other highlights for me? Location, crowd, of course, talked about that. Competitors, yes, yes, plus, plus, plus on the competitors. I love it. New faces, new blood, a little bit of the old guard, kind of old guard. Tom's going to be around there for another 10 years. Luke might not be, but we'll see him at OSG, I'm sure, at some point in 40-plus. And certainly Mitch is not going away anytime soon. And what I really love about Mitch and Tom in particular, you guys, is we're seeing kind of a rivalry here that we've seen over the last few years build up. These guys are not looking at anybody else right now, and I'm not taking away from other competitors. They're looking at each other, and you know they are. And Tom made a couple references to it in a couple of his interviews, keeping his eye on Mitch kind of thing. I love that for the sport. I know a lot of you remember like Pujanowski and Savickas when they were kind of coming through together, one and two, like podiuming them together all the time. And it was just so much fun to watch that rivalry at that show. That was a lot of reason why I tuned it in, to be honest with you. Watching those two compete against each other, to me, was always a highlight of the day. And I feel that way now about Mitch and Tom. And I think a lot of you guys do as well. I was talking to a few of you this weekend. Mitch and Tom are that rivalry. They're Strongman's biggest rivalry right now. And it is fun to watch. And hold on tight, because I think those two are going to be seeing each other for years to come, and we're going to be talking about the legend of that rivalry for decades to come. And it's a lot of fun to watch and unfold right now. So talk about two really cool competitors at a prime time in their strongman careers, going head-to-head and finding each other there, you know, on every given Saturday or Sunday in this case. How fun was that? So, yeah, great job, World's Strongest Man, except for the pre-recorded shit, which guess what? I think it's going to go away. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why I'm drawing this conclusion? Because there's somebody that we didn't see at World's Strongest Man this year, and I wonder who it was. Well, I'll tell you. It was Brian Shaw. And we didn't see Brian Shaw. Now, maybe I'm way off base, but I don't think you guys would disagree with me. We didn't see Brian Shaw because, as we know, or if you don't know, Brian is promoting Strongest Man in the World. That's right. The Strongest Man in the World competition. And I haven't talked to anybody from Brian's camp. I know Brian's got one hell of a camp, though. Don't talk about a promoting group that knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I've heard the behind the scenes on this group. They are legit. They cross their T's. They dot their I's. They have a long-term plan for the sport of strongman, and they have a long-term or a short-term and long-term plan for all these competitions they're doing around the Shaw Classic, including Strongest Man in the World. And I have no doubt they're going to set a new bar for when it comes to not only the type of competition that they're going to do, but the type of the way that they're going to present it to all of us. And I got a sneaky suspicion And I haven't talked to anybody. I'm not even, maybe it's ADL. I don't know. I haven't even talked to Don about it. But this won't be pre-recorded, you guys. And you're going to get the best competitors in the world. And if I know Brian Shaw's, his competitive tenacity, he wants the strongest man in the world to represent as the pinnacle show for all of strongman in the world, rivaling World's Strongest Man. Do you doubt that? I don't doubt it at all. I think we all know the writing's on the wall, and I think that's why World's Strongest Man might be sweating a little. I get it. It's a coveted title. I understand that. But take this for a little bit of a thought-provoking information. We know what Brian's capable of doing when it comes to resources. Imagine the kind of prize money that he's going to be able to put behind a show like that. And don't tell me it's not going to entice, you know, the biggest and best competitors in the world, and put them in a very very tense competitive environment that's going to start making us all kind of turn our head and say, what's going on over there? And I'm excited about the strongest man in the world. I'm more excited about the competition it's going to lend, not only for the competitors but for the sport as a whole. And I think it's going to push the standard a little bit in respect to what World's Strongest Man's going to have to, well, continue to do like it did in Myrtle Beach this year. Because, I love the show. I think it looks great. But I think it's going to force their hand a little bit. I don't think we're going to see this pre-recorded, made-for-television-only production. I think it's going to force the promoters of that show, Colin Bryce, to come up with a better game plan. Something that's going to be more digestible by the general public as a championship of championships within the strongman competitive community. I have no doubt we're going to see some big changes here in the next 12 months. And I also know in large part it's because Brian Shaw's on the scene. And guess what, guys? He's retired from strongman. He's got a lot of time on his hands to get these promotions the way that he wants to get them. And I have no doubt he's going to get them there. And I'm excited about seeing it happen. We've already seen what he's done with the Shaw Classic. And this strongest man in the world thing, oh, boy. I'm really excited about that. I have a few people I'm calling before that show and finding a way to get in there because I want to be real up close and personal with this inaugural season of this kicking off because I have a feeling it's going to change the face of the sport as we know it. It's going to provide opportunity, but more importantly, it's going to provide some exposure to the rest of the viewing public out there. Those that know the sport, and in large part, those that have never seen it before that are going to be introduced to what we all know is the greatest lifting sport to grace the planet Earth. That would be the strongest man in the world to be a part of that scene moving forward. So, yeah, really excited to see that. So, yeah, this is kind of my take on it. I'm sure Brian, listen, I don't know, am I starting trouble? Was Brian invited to the World's Strongest Man? I mean, he's a competitor now, right? I would hope that. That guy's got a ticket to go to any show he wants, no matter what he's a part of. He's a legend in our sport. I can't see him not being invited, but maybe there's more backstory to that. Maybe you guys can shed some light on that for me in my DMs or something. I'd be real curious because, in my opinion, it'd be a shame, and I really kind of miss seeing him there. I don't know if you guys felt the same way or not. He's become such a staple at these shows for, you know, two decades that we've just kind of become accustomed to seeing Brian at every big event, and him not being there, I don't know. I missed it, and I missed him interacting with Eddie Hall as well, and I know that there would have been kind of fun to kind of get his take on what was going on, well, if it was live, but anyhow, pre-recorded. So World's Strongest Man, really good stuff. Mastering Strongman, really good stuff. My birthday, really, really, really good stuff. Thank you to everybody that's wished me a happy birthday. For those of you that have written that down at some point in your life and put it in the memory bank that it was my birthday, or maybe seen it on Facebook or something like that. But I appreciate it. It's been a great birthday. It was a great birthday weekend. We're going to get down that rabbit hole a little more on what it means to kind of travel around being a part of this gym community and getting a chance to sort of feel like you're on an island of muscle out there like I did. Boy, I tell you, shined my boot all weekend. I felt like a giant. Then all of a sudden you bring a guy like Eddie Hall into the bar or something and I wouldn't be that guy anymore. I get it. But boy, I felt good this weekend. So lots of fun there. Lots of fun coming up. I texted George Bullard. I texted him because I told you guys in the Great Lakes community that I want to be sure I'm going to keep you up to speed on that show in particular, not to mention the others, Battle of the Beach. I'll get with Nick on some of that, and Jeremy, again, Detroit Muscle as well. So we're going to finish the show. It's kind of talking about that here real quick, just to kind of get you guys with any information that I can going in and out of these shows throughout the summer and leading up to them. Sponsors, yeah. Axe and Sledge is a part of that sponsor. Again, we know First Form. Cerberus is back again as a big sponsor of this show. According to George, the sponsors have all anteed up, which means they're becoming bigger parts of this show, which means, as you can imagine, as a competitor, you're going to get more because of that. And then, of course, as a spectator, it's going to allow George to put more in the show, and you're going to get more out of it as well. He did mention that he hasn't announced the new layout yet, because obviously everything's changing with that new stage. For those of you who've competed there before in the baseball field there, he's going to kind of reveal that layout, because I know a lot of you guys are curious as to how that's going to be presented to everybody. I know he's probably working that out right now with Don as well from ADL Live, because Don is a big part of how these events lay out when he's a part of live streaming these events. So once they work out those details, I have no doubt he's going to get with me right away. Maybe we'll do an interview and George will kind of explain it in his own way, as kind of the way he sees things kind of unfolding throughout the day with this new layout and how it's going to work out. I did find out with the Pro Show, the Pro title, the Great Lakes Strongest Man Pro title this year, by the way. So it's renamed. It's Great Lakes Strongest Man Pro title. This is a 105 title. CJ Krause is going to be there. We all know CJ, or many of us do. One of the bigger personalities and he's one of the top of the food chain strongmen in the sport as well. In the pro class, has always done well. Tenacious competitor. I've met him a couple times under different circumstances with a beer or two in the bar, but I'm going to look forward to watching him compete as well. And of course, Skip Williams is going to be there. Skip is a friend of mine. He's a 105er that, I actually deadlifted against him in Static Monsters. I weighed 80 pounds more than him, and he kicked my ass. So if that tells you anything about Skip, well, I just say I'm a pretty decent deadlifter, but Skip's a great deadlifter. He's a great competitor. He's what you would call a master of his craft. So he's going to be fun to watch as well. And many of you know Skip out there. Teen division. George wants me to make sure all you know there's a teen division out there. I didn't make mention of it last show because I didn't even know. Or maybe I did know. No, I didn't, because I think that girl, Sophie, can't remember her last name, she competed with the novice class last year. She was a teen competitor, as was Aaron West's daughter. I want to say Ashley. That's not right. Any case, she competed as well. We're going to have a teen class now. So I can imagine both those women are licking their chops to be a part of that class. So if you need any information about that, get a hold of George at Great Lakes Strongest Man on Instagram and let me know and I can get you more information. But I'm sure everything is on Iron Podium as well. Lightweight and heavyweight classes for men and women's teen division. So two classes for each. And then I wanted to make mention that on July 27th, the Great Lakes Strongest Man will be the special host of a Pitt Spitters baseball game. As we know, that's the Turtle Creek Stadium. That's the Pitt Spitters that play there. George is going to be the Great Lakes Strongest Man, I should say, is a special host of the Health and Fitness Night that's going to be there. And they're going to be doing the deadlift tower. I made mention of that before, that Matt Little is building that deadlift tower. They're going to be putting that, it sounds like, on the field. Maybe in the concourse. I don't know. Probably in the concourse. That makes sense, right? They're going to be putting in the concourse or somewhere around the stadium. And we have Sean Shoemaker coming up for that, Jake Webb, and Chelsea Caudette, who won Great Lakes a couple years ago, competed in the pro division last year against some big names like Rhea Nicole. And she's going to be there as well, putting on a little demo of this. So if there's any of you around the Great Lakes, or I should say Turtle Creek Stadium, Traverse City area on July 27th and want to see this deadlift tower in action, that would be a great time to do it. I told George I'm going to make my way up there. I'm going to spend the weekend up there and hang out, maybe get on the microphone and do some announcing for this, or who knows, do some podcasting. I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe just drink beer and watch it and enjoy the show like everybody else. But in any case, I'm going to go up there and lend my support. And then, of course, tickets are available for that game at pittspitters.com. Or no, it's not. It's not pittspitters.com. Well, look up the Traverse City Pitt Spitters. You can get tickets to that game, get up there. They've been a great sponsor, a great host to the Great Lakes Strongest Man for 5 years now. Or is it five? Five there, right, George? Five. I think five. Let's say four. Okay. In any case, rambling on now. The energy drink is kicking in. My birthday is the rest of the day, so I'm going to get out there to enjoy that. I hope all of you enjoyed a lot of the rambling and ranting I've been doing. Once again, I don't even know what the hell I said, but I hope it sounds good. Give me your feedback. I got some more questions coming in, Q&A kind of stuff. We're going to talk powerlifting. We're going to talk strongman. We're going to talk powerlifting and strongman. Who's good at what and who could do the sport in a crossover type of scenario. That list is short one way. It's heavy the other. We'll get with that here next week's show. I'm also going to talk more about mastering strongman. As many of you know, I just got the book I mentioned, and we're going to go ahead and have a conversation about that. And then I'm going to have Mike and Ken on to do an interview shortly after. And then what else do we have going on next week? We'll talk more about what's going on locally around me, as you guys know, and other shows as well. I want to talk about Las Vegas Strongest, a show that just got finished over the past couple weekends. I have a lot to say about that, as a matter of fact. I'm going to get to that show because I love sharing some of these shows that are on the peripheral for a lot of you guys. Las Vegas Strongest is one of them that I saw that I was just super impressed with. We're going to talk more about that on the next show. We're going to talk about Dia del Dildo. Yes, it's back. Moby Strikes Back. I missed it. Some guys got with me and told me, no, Chris is doing the show again this year in July. I think it's July 20th. So we're going to talk about that show. You guys know how I like talking about all these shows that are all around us out there and getting you guys familiar with them. I'm going to bring that to you on the next episode. We'll talk about Las Vegas Strongest. Moby Strikes Back. We've got a few other ones going on. Ohio Strongest is coming back around. Haven't reached out to those guys yet. I intend to see on what's going on and then everything else around us in and throughout the strength strongman community and our gym lives. So thanks for joining me today. I hope all you guys stay healthy and stay fit.